everybody. I am Katrina from In Cat We Trust and one of the hosts and writers of Women's Wrestling Talk. This is Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet, News Edition. Now, a lot has happened over the last few days, so let's get right to it. Just recently, Tony Khan has said that Jade Cargill from AEW is the Rookie of the Year. Now, we have seen Jade in quite a few different storylines showcasing her skills, and she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, you know, with her Storm inspirations. And I'm really interested to see what we get from Jade in 2022. But for now, congratulations, Jade, on being Rookie of the Year for AEW. That is such a cool accomplishment to have in your first, you know, full year in wrestling. Over the past weekend, NWA had its Hard Times 2 pay-per-view, and there were two women's matches on the card. One of the first matches was between Camille and Melina for the NWA World Women's Championship. Camille did come out staying champion, but it was a really, really entertaining match. Also, we had Mickie James versus Kiara Hogan for the Impact's Knockouts title, which is a really phenomenal match, great storytelling, but unfortunately, Kiara Hogan did not become new champion, and Mickie James did keep her championship. Not that it's bad that she kept it, just, you know, it was a really good match, and it would have been cool to kind of see Kiara Hogan have it. Either way, congratulations all of you ladies for doing an amazing job at the pay-per-view. Also, NWA gave a tribute to Jazz for everything she accomplished in 25 years of wrestling. She thanked ECW, WWE, and all the other promotions she worked for. A lot of the women did surround the ring while she spoke, and I thought it was an amazing tribute to a woman who will be retiring soon. So, fingers crossed, you know, whatever Jazz gets to do next in her career and her life, it is full of amazing blessings. Now, on the last episode of Ring of Honor, there was a number one contenders match for the women's title in Ring of Honor. The matchup was between Willow Nightingale and Mandy Leon, and Willow wound up coming out with the win. So now at Ring of Honor's final battle, it will be Willow Nightingale versus Roxy for the Ring of Honor Women's Championship. Also, over the weekend, WWE had NXT War Games. Now, the women's NXT War Game match was between Io Shirai, Cora Jade, Kylie Rae, and Raquel Gonzalez versus Toxic Attraction and Dakota Kai. The person pulling off the win for their team was 20-year-old Cora Jade, who was the youngest person ever to enter a WWE War Games match. She also won the match for her team at her first attempt, so congratulations, Cora Jade, for having that milestone in your career. And also congratulations to the team of Gonzalez, Sheree, Jade, and Kylie Rae for winning your match. On this past Monday Night Raw episode on December 6th, the main event was scheduled between Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan for the WWE Women's Raw Women's Championship. Now, many of the fans was rallying behind Liv Morgan, hoping that she would take the belt from Becky Lynch. And some people, including myself, still felt a bit of a way of Becky Lynch taking the title from Bianca Belair some months ago, or rather, how she got the title from Bianca Belair. So many people did rally behind Liv Morgan, but unfortunately, Becky Lynch did keep the title. Yesterday on December 6th was also very monumental because 17 years ago, the very first women's main event was between Lita and Trish Stratus. It was also for the women's championship at the time. Lita wound up winning the belt from Trish, becoming the new WWE women's champion, but it was also the very first time we had two women with no male interference as the main event in Raw. So just a nice fitting way for last episode of Raw to end with another woman versus woman match. Becky Lynch also put on her Instagram that baby Rue is officially 1 year old. Now, being a mom myself, time seems to go by really fast when you're a mom, so it doesn't seem like a year has gone by. But on behalf of Women's Wrestling Talk, to you, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins, a happy, happy birthday to your daughter Rue. I also wanted to give a big, big, big congratulations to one of our hosts, Nikki Bougie. Now, Nikki was recently promoted to senior writer for the writing department of Women's Wrestling Talk. So for me and the rest of the hosts, Nikki, I wanted to give you a big congratulations. You have been absolutely killing it on the writing scene and on some of the social media. So congratulations from me and on behalf of the rest of Women's Wrestling Talk.
Also, one last bit of news I wanted to publicly, I guess, announce that I was recently informed that my backstage work on indie wrestling scenes will be in a wrestling simulation game called Indie Pro for 2022. So you will see me as a backstage correspondent for a simulation video game for wrestling, and I didn't think that would happen in 2021, so that was pretty cool. So I just wanted to announce that to the rest of the viewers of Women's Wrestling Talk.
That is it for Women's Wrestling Talk News Edition this week. Please remember to follow our social media at WWTalkPod. Also, check out the website at WWTalkPod.com for all our bios, news, articles, all of that good stuff. Please don't forget to follow the YouTube and turn on the bell for notifications for any new videos we have coming on. And if you have a Fight TV account, which I hope you do, please also follow the Women's Wrestling Talk page and turn on notifications so you can get access to every interview we have coming out on Fight TV. I am Katrina from In Cat We Trust, and again, one of the hosts and writers of Women's Wrestling Talk. You can find me on social media at In Cat We Trust, the E is the 3. You can also find me on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and TikTok, so please follow me if you can. Thank you so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk News Edition. We are the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Until next time.